You are listening to the Guard Your Eyes Daily Chizuk Broadcast.
Shalom Aleichem to all our holy members. In this week's parasha, we read about the Meraglim. The Beis Aharon of Karlin suggests that the story of the Meraglim is also a parable to the soul of man coming down to this world. We come down to this world to take from the fruit of the land and bring it back up with us to Shemaim. But the greatest test of all is that of Emunah. The Meraglim said, we can't go up to the nation, for they are stronger than us. Our hearts tell us that the Yetzirah is just far too strong for us to beat. All the people we saw there were giants. In other words, only giants can overcome the Yetzirah. But that was their sin and their mistake. Yeshua and Kalev responded, Im chofetz banu Hashem, if Hashem wants us, behavi yisano el ha'aretz hazoyis unesano lanu, He will bring us to this land and give it to us. Because it has nothing to do with strength. Hashem is with us. Just trust in Him. You don't need to overcome the Yetzirah. Hashem will do that for you. You just need to believe in Him and to believe in yourself. Rav Tzadik HaKohen of Lublin famously said that just as there's a mitzvah to believe in Hashem, so too there's a mitzvah to believe in yourself. I always wondered where he got that from. But I think it's really pashut. Because believing in yourself is gufa believing in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because we know that Hashem created us only with the purpose of bestowing His good on us. And we know He has only our best interests in mind. And we know that He would never ask of us something that was too hard for us to do. So if a person doesn't believe in himself, what he's basically saying is, Hashem, I don't believe you know what you're doing. I don't believe you're asking of us something doable. Chas v'shalom, a person has to believe in himself 100% and know that if Hashem says, go into the sea, we go. If He says, go into Eretz Yisrael, we go. We have a piece of Hashem inside of us. We can do anything that Hashem tells us to do. That's what Rav Tzadok is saying, that emunah in ourselves is gufa emunah in Hashem. Yeshua and Kalev said, Sor tzilo me'aleim Hashem itanu al tirom. Their shadow has left them. Hashem is with us. Don't fear them. What does the Torah mean by that their shadow has left them? Perhaps we can say as follows. When the sun is at its brightest, at midday, there aren't any shadows. But as the day begins to darken, the shadows grow bigger and bigger. When things are difficult in our lives and Hashem seems to be hidden from us, the Yetzirah, which is really just a thread, looks as tall as a mountain. But Yeshua was telling them, even though things look dark, it's just a huge shadow. When the sun of our Emunah is low in the sky, the shadows are huge. But the minute we believe that Hashem is with us, our Emunah lights up our world and the shadows just disappear. Sor tzilo me'aleihem, their shadow has already disappeared. Why? Because Hashem itanu al tirom, Hashem is with us. Don't fear them. The shadow isn't anything but a lack of light. When we know that Hashem is with us, we see that the Yetzirah is nothing. With the light of our Emunah, He quickly disappears. May we all be zeichet to fix the sin of the Meraglim by strengthening our Emunah and knowing that no matter how big and strong the Yetzirah seems, He's nothing but a shadow. Hashem is with us. There's nothing to fear.
Thank you for listening to the Guard Your Eyes Daily Chizuk Broadcast. Pass them on to your friends and help spread Kedusha in the world.